2. I'll never forget Los Angeles, what I found there, what I felt there. I'd seen graphic pictures of the epidemic on every TV network. I had watched in horror as the children of Los Angeles descended upon Cedars-Sinai Medical Center by the carload, all with aching joints and high fevers, symptoms that could kill within days. When I arrived at Cedars, the scene was even more intense than I could have imagined. It was terrible to be there in the midst of the suffering. I wanted to turn away from it all, and maybe I should have. If I'd run into the Hollywood Hills and never come out, my life would look a lot different now. The fabled hospital had been plunged into a confused mess. The halls rung with the sound of chaos and fear, the shouts of the emergency room nurses and doctors, the wailing of their young patients, and the sobs of the desperate parents. We'd been warned so many times about the possibility of a global pandemic. But so far, this unexplained disease was affecting only the children of Los Angeles and a few other major cities. It was focused and ominous. Was it a portent of the future? A curly-haired boy of 4 or so, wearing yellow PJs, was waiting to be intubated. I winked at him, and he managed to wink back. On another table, a teenage girl was curled in a fetal position around her stuffed sandy-colored bear. She was crying deep, heart-rending sobs as doctors tried to straighten her contorted limbs. Other children were stationed along the perimeter of the waiting room. Policemen, their radios squawking loudly, manned the doorways as best they could. They restrained frenzied parents from their screaming babies. The long linoleum hallways were packed wall to wall with feverish children tossing and turning on blankets laid across the bare floor. Each room off the main ER corridor had been turned into a dormitory of tragically sick kids. Their families seemed eerily related by the flimsy blue paper gowns and masks they all wore. Each new image was indelible.